This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new state bill would try to help apartment dwellers charge their electric vehicles. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
So you want to buy an EV, but you live in an apartment and don't have anywhere to charge it. Colorado Democrats are trying to tackle that very real problem. They're pushing a bill that would require new and newly renovated multifamily residences to make some parking spaces EV ready. Bill sponsor Alex Valdez is a Denver Democrat.
We think this bill is a great balance and that this is something that's going to really advance the ability for Coloradans to charge the cars that they're already buying.
The State Home Builders Association says the bill could drive up construction costs. But sponsors say it's far cheaper to add EV infrastructure during construction than to do it later. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Prison reform advocates and state legislatures want more transparency from the governor's office about who gets clemency. CPR's Justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has more on the House bill.
House Bill 23-1214 requires the governor's office to keep statistics on applications for commutation of sentence and post a report of the statistics annually on its website. Democratic State Rep. Elizabeth Epps of Denver is a main sponsor. Leaders from the Second Chance Center in Aurora, a nonprofit that helps incarcerated people transition back into society, and other community advocates are backing the bill. It would also allow the governor to skip the commutation process and grant pardons to inmates who were convicted for possession of up to 2 ounces of cannabis. The bill is awaiting a vote in committee. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Coming up this hour, it's Here and Now.